Hi, you guys. This is Jenna.
And this is Cassie.
And this is the Find Less podcast. We are still alive. I know it's been ages.
Very long time.
And I got a new cat in the mix of it. So if you hear him, I apologize. We have never podcasted with Binx in this apartment. I'm serious. Wait. No, bro. I literally think it's been that long.
I thought we did it with him.
Maybe not. Maybe not. But it feels like we haven't, so.
Well, either way, he's here and playing.
Yes. So. And we are back. And, you know, sometimes life and other priorities just get in the way, and that's just what happened. But we're ready to, like, bring it back and conquer this stuff and do the deed, you know? As my cat is messing around. But, so, a big thing that we, Cassie and I honestly decided to do, just for fun, basically, was the 75 hard. And in this podcast, we're going to just kind of be going into our updates. What are we, like, 10 days in? 9 days in?
Yeah. This is day 10, I think.
Day 10. Yeah. So we're 10 days in. I mean, we're finishing 10 days as we speak right now.
Yep.
I mean, of this. And, yeah, we're just going to kind of express why we did it and, you know, what we've taken away so far. So I can let you take it away if you'd like.
So I think it would make it makes more sense if we
the origin story.
Yeah, so Jen and I's are a little different, but like the same. Like we're different but the same.
Yes.
After Christmas time, I don't I dare say New Year, but I like my boyfriend is now gone, so I like not he's not dead.
Yeah. I was gonna say please tell
him. He is not dead. Fully living, fully well. He is in the military, so I get communication very often. So I also graduated, everything like that. So I am like
a lot of big life changes.
We'll get into that a different episode. Mm-hmm. But I really just have all these things going on where nothing was like constant. And to be completely honest with y'all, everyone during this time, especially with a lot of things going on, we get a little depressed. A little depressed, but not in like a crazy way.
Yeah.
Like a very unmotivated way.
It's winter and it's gloomy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Definitely doesn't help with being cold in winter and all that stuff. So genuinely, I was just kind of like, you know what? I need something to focus on. So then I don't just sit in my house when I'm not working and do nothing or something like that. And I've always wanted to do the, like, get back into doing the gym and working out and doing stuff consistently, where this was a really great opportunity for me to implement that, because you're kind of forced to do it for 70 whole 5 days.
Literally.
So that was kind of like my reasonings kind of behind it, and then on top of it, I wouldn't be alone doing it. I don't think I'd be able to do it necessarily straight by myself, because then I'd have nothing to, like, no one else to kind of like keep me accountable, I guess.
Correct.
And so it's a little easier that Jenna actually brought this up to me. I actually said, I need to think about
it. Literally, I was like telling her, I was like, we should do the 75 hard. I'm going to do it. Let's do it together. And Cassie's like, oh. She's like, oh, let me think about it. She's like, I don't know. I just don't think I'm ready for it. Like, I'm just not ready for like the water intake and everything.
Dude, honestly, for a gal that doesn't drink water very often or ever normally, like not consistently throughout each day, that was a big thing that I was like,
oh. It was a big ask to drink a gallon of water per day.
It's still low-key
which
a big ask.
I told her, I was like, girl, I don't even drink a gallon of water a day, and I should be. Like, I did it in prep, and I'm like, I should be doing it right now. And I drink like 16 ounces a day, so I was like, this is going to be just as much as a challenge as it's going to be for you, you know, for me.
Yeah, I just didn't know. I was very hesitant because I went through all these life changes. I'm like, is this what I want to, like, do? Do I want to, like, force myself to do all these, like, hard things? Because if you aren't familiar with the challenge at all, like, it's not supposed to be, like, it's not a fitness thing.
It's a mental toughness challenge.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I'm going to be already going through a mentally hard time. Do I want to throw myself through a legit mental challenge on top of a mentally challenge?
well,
on top of me being going through a mental challenge already. So I had to think about it, but then I was fuck it.
She called me because Will was back. I think I give props to Will. I think Will really sealed the deal and pushed it. So shout out Will, because She called me right after he, like, left her place or something. She's like, guess what? And I was like, what? She's like, I'm gonna do the challenge with you. And I was screaming in my apartment. I was like, fuck yeah! Like, because I was like, you know, I didn't want to do it alone.
Yeah.
And I felt as if the reason why I needed this is I've been going through a prep depression.
So, like I said, remember how I said we're not the same, we're different, but, like, we are the same? It's depression.
Yeah, like, literally, winter, and I don't know, I like the Midwest, but in winter, I need to be on a beach the entire time. I need a different job, and I need to be on a fucking beach. Like, I'm telling you that straight up, because I would be the happiest little clam ever. Straight up. But I cannot deal with no sun, and I get really sad, and it's just like, what am I supposed to do? You know, and it's freezing cold outside, so usually I feel like in spring and summer, I'm always outside. So a big reason why I wanted to do this was, one, like, I'm not in prep this year. So last winter, I was leading up to, like, February. I literally started prep at, like, the end of February last year.
Right around there. So we had Valentine's
Day. Yeah, so. I was leading up to it. So I was excited about, for one, having, like, quotation mark freedom to, like, not, like, eat what I want, but, like, have more freedom to do stuff. Like, you know, I went to a wedding. I had a few drinks, you know, so I had more things planned last winter, and this winter, I don't have anything. It's, like, wide open. I don't even have vacation. Like, I went to the Virgin Islands last year, too. Like, I had things I was looking forward to and working towards, and this year, honestly, there's nothing. Like, it's a clean slate. And
Which has its pros.
It's fine, but I'm sad about it. Okay? Like, I've been sad because I want to be in prep. Like, you know, my thinking might be warped, and that's okay, because I'm just going to say it straight up, but I feel like I have a purpose when I'm in prep. I feel like I have a purpose when I'm bodybuilding. Don't look. She's laughing at me. She's like,
I know, I'm not laughing because of it. I just know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because I went.
Yeah, she saw it. Yeah.
And I'm literally just giggling because literally, oh my gosh, I don't remember when you said it. I don't remember if it was freaking right when you were actually competing or what it was. You looked at me and you go, I wish I could just do this year round. Like, literally, mind, this girl was not eating, like, they had, this was when she had, like, little food. She had the, like, littlest amount of food. She literally could, like, it was the craziest diet, and I was like, you literally could not live off this. And she's like, but I like what I look like, I like
skinny.
It
all. I'm skinny.
And I'm like, I get it, but holy fuck, no, you can't do this. She's like, I know. I'm like, do you?
But, you know, I know it's not realistic and whatnot, but again, I want to remind people who are listening and, like, who, like, I'm not trying to be like, who have a dream. You know, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It was just, like, Monday. So, I had a dream when I was really little, like, you know, as I've expressed before, the gym my dad used to take me to, and I hated lifting weights, just to let you guys know. I absolutely just dicked around the entire time, like I did in high school, too. But they had pictures of all, like, these old bodybuilders. Were they on steroids? Yes.
Probably.
And had boob jobs? Yes. But, like, you know, a lot of people do that, actually, in bodybuilding.
Yeah.
But anyways, I would just go around and look at the pictures, and I was like, oh, this would be so cool to be up on stage. Like, I want to do this one day. And that was, like, a dream of mine. So now seeing that come into fruition, I just feel like I haven't had many dreams of mine truly, like, since childhood come into fruition. So having this happen is, like, the best thing ever for kid me and adult me, you know, coming together. So yeah, I fucking wish I could be out on stage every weekend. So yeah, this year I've come to terms better with it, but I definitely am bummed out I'm not going to be competing this summer. I think it will hit when summer mostly gets here, but then I think I'll get excited, because I'll be like, oh, this next winter I'm gonna be in prep. But so, I was going through that, and I just felt, honestly, it's not like I gained a lot of weight back, but I'm gonna be honest, I gained weight back I shouldn't have gained back, and it's not like I've ever been unhealthy and nothing like that, but, yeah, I kinda spiraled, and, like, shamefully, you know, I was, like, eating a lot of food, like, I was binge eating, and I was just finding myself down that path again, and I've seen a lot of people go down that path because of, like, lack of accountability, like, all these things, like, my coach is great, and he's been super great, but it was, like, a me thing. It was literally my mindset around it, and I wasn't being honest with him either. So it was a me problem, and I know I needed to fix it, and I didn't know how to fix it in my brain at the time without being like, dude, I need to go into another prep. Like, I don't know how to fix this. I don't know how to, like, reset my brain to get myself, like, out of this funk and out of this, like, weird thing I've been going through ever since my shows ended, you know. So a huge reason I was like, you know what, I've always wanted to do 75 hard. I see people do it. I think it's really cool. I'm going to do this. So even setting my mind to it, you know, a lot of people are like, well, it's winter. That's crazy. It's really not that bad.
Honestly, who was it? Oh, it was Will.
It was Will.
He told me, I said, I was like, I always thought about doing it eventually as well. Not like in a, I have a dream to do it necessarily, yeah. But I was like, you know, it would be really cool to accomplish this.
Well, you're proving it to yourself. Like, hey, I can do hard shit.
And like, yeah. And I was telling him how I always thought I would do it in, like, spring, summer. Mm-hmm. Like, start in, like, April and then be done in, like, June. Like, in that type of a time frame. Just because it's warmer.
Yeah.
Genuinely because of the temperature. And because I don't want to do it in August. Mm-hmm. But starting in, like, April or May or something. And Will was telling me how he's like, well, you know that... when it's really, really hot out, you don't want to be outside either. You don't want to, you can only take off so many layers. You can only do so much stuff. He's like, mm-hmm. If you're going to do a workout, like, that's going to be even worse. Like, doing two workouts a day in the summering hot. He's like, plus, in the summertime, everyone's out drinking. There's so many more opportunities to go and eat different foods because of mm-hmm. cookouts and boating and all that stuff that you...
It's, in my opinion, like, it's harder in summer. People were saying, like, we've had a lot of people be like, it's so hard in winter. Why would you do it in winter? What else am I going to do? I've literally had people straight up come into my nutrition club, and I'm so blunt. I'm like, what else am I going to do? It's winter. What am I supposed to do? I don't like drinking. So, like, what am I supposed to do?
The thing is, people aren't as drinking crazy in the winter.
Yeah.
Whereas in the summer, people are a lot easier to go and have drink. Like,
well, like, even going out.
And doing that type of stuff. It's
in the winter, too. Like, I mean, what are you going to do on the weekend? You have to do something, like, indoors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And honestly, and the drinking's not my problem area when it comes to 75 hard.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I would like to enjoy a drink or two in the summertime with my friends.
Yeah.
Because who wouldn't if you're on a boat? Well, like there's always drinks. There's always people and all that stuff.
Before this, like, we went to dinner before we started 75 hard.
Yeah.
And we literally had each one drink. Like, I'm so cool with that. And they were nice drinks where I was like,
oh, they were not.
I was like, you know, I don't need another one. This was great. But yeah, like, you know, stuff like that is nice to do. But,
yeah, and I think, I don't know, I think that people are more apt to stay in during the winter, which has its pros and its cons. Mm-hmm. The con of the winter, I will say, yeah, does the weather sometimes fucking suck? Yeah, it does. We have, genuinely, originally my biggest thing was going physically outside because around here, it started off decent, well, the first, like, 2 days.
Yeah.
I think we're like, they were cold, but they were, like, around under 10 degrees, like 5 or 6 degrees outside. Okay. And then this week, it was negative 20, negative 30. Like, that's not fun to be walking outside.
No.
I will be
honest. I was going to say, honestly, Monday was worse than Tuesday. Because Monday, my face was frozen. I had a face mask on. But actually, like, 3 hours after that walk, my eyes hurt. Because it wasn't even windy. It was just so cold that they physically hurt. Like, I was like, bro, why do my eyes hurt?
No, I will say it was really cold. And, like, we've had to put on 2 pairs of pants, 2 things of socks, our boots, our coats, a scarf, hats, mittens. But I think I don't just go on a walk. I put a podcast on, or I've been listening to church online, like the episodes, but the sermons that I've missed, I like throw those on. That's an hour long. I literally go on the walk and I listen to it.
Yeah.
Or if I really want to, there was a few times where I was listening to the Big Booty Mixes.
Yeah.
just because it was something different.
You gotta get something to get you through.
Like,
yeah, 100%.
When it's really, really cold, I just started like bopping my head and I'm like, yep, it's fine. Everything's fine. And I think that was probably the thing that I thought was gonna be the hardest.
Uh-huh.
I've now learned my other hard thing.
What?
Which has become this week, which I haven't even talked to you about. So we'll get into now how we've been actually doing.
Yeah, okay, let's hear it. I need this update, you guys. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Okay, so me as a human, let's preference this, pre-75 hard, pre-everything, I don't know why my body is like this. Not on my period. All times of cycle. Mm-hmm. I crave foods. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily desserts. It's like, I remember as a kid, genuinely as a kid, those... those chicken patties that you had at lunch.
Ooh, chicken patties
I would crave
fire.
A chicken patty dipped in honey.
Ooh, yum.
And mandarin oranges. Fucking shit you not. I don't know why. Dude, it's
interesting.
It's so weird. Like, not
the mandarin oranges combo
not
really
together,
got me.
But, like, separately ate and together.
But together.
So, like, no, I've always had cravings. I'm always a person, like, literally in college, I wouldn't decide what I wanted to eat until I craved a food. Because I always would crave either a burger or chicken or whatever, and I went off. I'm not kidding you. This is the craziest thing. So now, obviously, this is part of 75 Hard is having a diet. No cheat meals. No cheat anything. I can't. I have the worst cravings. Literally, there was a kid at the daycare that it was her birthday. She brought in fucking cupcakes. I go, okay, I'm not going to watch any of you eat these because I can't. My mom literally made homemade cinnamon rolls. I'm like, I'm going to fold. Mm-hmm. I can't be there. I'm so sorry. Like, there's like just certain things. Like, it's the extra cheat meals that are my cravings right now for no reason. Like, mm-hmm. the things that I know I can't have. Like, I watched a kid come into the daycare eating a little donut and I go,
mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, dang. So I have to find, like, if it wasn't for me meal prepping every single meal I eat in a day,
mm-hmm.
genuinely I'd fold.
Yeah.
I'd fold so fast.
Well, that's what you gotta do. It's about preparedness. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm
planning.
Like, I'm so grateful that I like am doing that. And like, I'm really grateful that like this week I have, I'm really, really grateful that I have, like, some really good meal preps. Like, I was craving a burger this last week, so I ended up making burger bowls as a meal prep. I really, really wanted some creamy chicken thing, so I ended up making chicken wild rice, a soup, but in, like, a hot dish more form.
That looked fire.
It's so good. And, like, things like that. So, like, at least my meal prep is, to me, really, really good. But I genuinely have now been more struggling with, like, I crave foods. I haven't, like, obviously given in, but... it's just the thought of these foods are looking so good. I mm-hmm. cannot, I will tell you, this is, I feel like you from Prep Jenna.
Yeah.
Of like, she would literally be like the week of, she'd be like, I'm ordering myself all these goodies to be delivered to my house so I can eat them. And I was like, you're crazy. I feel that.
Well,
it's a little too fast to start thinking. But don't you worry. By the end of this, I will have my cheat meal planned out.
You're going to be... this is going to be, like, such a good mental thing for you because the thing you're going to have to learn is, like, restraint. Because whenever you wanted something, you know, you could just be like, yeah, I'll get it. Like, maybe not that day, but at the end of the week, like, you'd have that. You know what I'm saying? Because why not? You're an adult. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But the thing is with the 75 hard is it's like... hey, like, and life is gonna life you, you know? So far, it's quote-unquote easy. But, like, stuff's gonna pop up. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's over the course of 75 days. Like, life is gonna get in the way. Things are gonna become inconvenient. It's all about, like, how you handle it and how you're doing it. For me, I'm trying to think... you know, the biggest thing... yeah, actually, the biggest thing I struggle with is just walking by myself. And a huge reason why is just, like, the perception... because, like, listen, she's literally laughing at me. For one. Because
I know what she's meaning by it.
No, for one, this is my thing. I don't know. A lot of people know me around here, too. And I don't like being beeped at. And I've been beeped at a few times. I'm like, please don't draw attention to me. Two, I look like fucking shit, okay? I'm literally all bundled up. Like, you should have saw me, like, on the cold days. Like, I'm just not matching. And you guys, I don't give a fuck. My dad used to say this to me all the time when I was getting ready for soccer practice.
He does give
he'd
a fuck
be like,
I want to add.
He would be like, it's not a fashion show. I'm like, yes, it is. Like, bro, please. Like, if I could be wearing all black outside with a hint of color, I would. Guess what? I couldn't find a black winter jacket this year that I was like, yeah, I'm going to spend that much money on. Like, the white one was, like, way, way cheaper. Like, literally got it for under $100, and it's almost down to my feet. All the black ones were, like, $400, $500, $600, and I was like, bro, I just can't.
Like, it's not worth it.
I just can't justify that right now. Like, yes, can I afford it? Yes. But, like, I know, but I just can't.
No, but I'm saying it's just a coat.
Exactly. Only for, like, 6 months of the year.
Like, around here, it do be 6 months. Seems like it.
But I think that's just been it. For one, is just, like, walking alone. For one, I'm just a girl. So, like, yeah, it's not my favorite thing to be walking alone. And then, two, yeah, like, I'm literally, like, laughing because I'm so embarrassed in the way I'm dressed outside because I just look like an Oompa Loompa. And I literally was given goggles, like, orange snowboarding goggles, and I refused to wear them that day as my eyes froze because they looked stupid. Okay,
like, oh my god.
And this is how I am, okay? Like, I'm being for real, I'm being candid, I'm being honest.
We this are
is
honest how I am. On this show.
This is literally how I am.
It's a blessing and a curse.
It's the same thing with my place. Like, I've been spending months getting my fucking place together because I've been waiting for this couch that we're finally sitting on and waiting to get my old couch out to my parents. That's a really nice couch, just way too big. And usually when I redo my apartment, I get it done in like one day. Like, I literally take the whole day. But because there's a lot of different moving parts, this has taken way longer, and mentally I've been so pissed here, and I'm feeling better now because, again, I'm an aesthetic person, like, same with, like, no clutter. Like, when things are neat, clean, and tidy, I'm just like, oh, I feel like I can relax. Same thing with my outfits. Like, yeah, when I'm going out, like, I'm laughing though. Like, trust me, I'm having a great time because I'm literally giggling. You can't hear me because I have a face mask on. But I'm laughing at myself while I'm walking. And then, two, I got lost, actually, yesterday. I was, like, just thinking about how good with directions I was. And then I was like, okay, yeah, if I cut across here, go up 2 blocks, then I could just go straight up and I'll be fine. Well, I went down 3 blocks, not 2. I lost track, you know, when I was just walking. I forgot.
Counting is really hard for you.
Yeah, I was literally, like, I forgot. And then I was going up, and I was like, bro, where the fuck am I? And I literally had to pull up my phone. All I had to do, I literally was like, bro, what? All I had to do is turn around one and go up one. But I've never been into that far. It was like a back pocket. If you go, you know that street that we go down? Yeah, there's a back pocket. Shut the fuck up. Anyways. So, like, you know, the things I've struggled with have literally, it's just been the walking, but I'm feeling, you know, every time I do it, I feel, like, better about it, and I'm, like, more whatever. And then another thing that's really funny is the posting every day. Like, posting on my story, like, I have this perception that I'm working on getting over that. I'm like, oh, I'm annoying. Like, I'd be so annoyed if I'd be seeing this every day. But I have to question that. And I'm like, were you annoyed when you saw people doing this every day? And I was like, no, I actually loved seeing it. And I loved keeping up with it. And I loved seeing what they were doing. So, like, I have this perception, you know, and I think we all do in our head that, like, people are, like, judging us. And I really struggle with that is, like, the judgment factor. So, for myself, I'm really just, I am going to post every day for fucking 75 days. And if somebody doesn't like it, they can unfollow me. Like, I don't care. Like, if it makes you uncomfortable or if, I don't know, I don't need to make up a story of why you don't like it if you don't like it or if you want to unfollow me. But that's just my biggest thing because I know at the end of the day, I want to make an impact on social media and do more and post more stuff. But I hold myself back a lot of the time from fear of judgment. Like, literally hold myself back a lot for it. So I feel like posting is something that is helping me, you know, get, like, rid of that fear of judgment or not caring as much, because it's like, what would they have to judge me for? Like, this is the thing I try to do, is, like, question the thoughts I have and be like, but why? In what? Like, why would somebody be judging me for doing the 75 hard? You know what I'm saying? So it's just, like, a lot of stuff we, like, have in our head. I think that's coming to the surface so far for me doing this challenge, that I'm realizing that I'm an obstacle in my life, like, 95% of the time. Like, I'm really the issue, but I'm also the solution for the issue.
Yeah. See, for, like, the walking thing, I found a little routine, like, a little, like, very straightforward circle. It's actually more of a very long oval, rectangle.
I was gonna say, I do a rectangle.
But, and, like, it's just a straight rectangle. Like, there's nothing else other than literally that I'm walking straight down for blocks, turn one block, walk the exact same other side of that block, all the way back up.
I just like to switch it up sometimes, you know?
See, But for me, it's something that the road is not like a super busy road, so I don't have to watch out for that many cars. And on top of that, it's like such a nice, just straight stretch. I get to look at all these pretty houses. There's enough people out and about walking with, like, at the same time as me that I get to kind of see dogs. And there's like a bunch of dogs today. Ooh. And like stuff like that where that keeps me occupied. But I'm so focused on what I'm listening to that I just want to go straight. I don't want to have to think about where I am, which I'm very good with directions.
Oh, are you saying I'm not?
You said you weren't.
I was making a joke.
Oh, but we know you're not. It's okay.
I'm good with directions.
Okay, directions, but like you're...
I'm not directionally challenged. Please stop.
You are working on it. Like, you get lost easier than I would. If I was in doing what you did...
It was nighttime. What was I supposed to do?
Like, I understand where I am. Like, I know, like, the roads like that. Like, especially where I live.
Well, I don't, because I don't be walking around because there's a bunch of crackheads. So.
Well, you are now.
Well, fuck. They want some smoke. Let's go. I was thinking about wrapping my gun, like, on the outside of my waist. Can I do that or no?
No, I can't be showing.
Well, then how they know to leave me alone?
They... Not how it works. But, like, I am very, very good with, like, I can attempt as much as I want to get lost in the cross. I just can't anymore. Like, I genuinely can't.
You're just so smart.
Like, I just know the roads so, like, much by heart.
Everyone clap for Cassie. She's so smart and knows all the roads in La Crosse, and she can never get lost. So we put a blindfold on you. Then you'll be fine, right?
Yeah.
You won't get lost.
If I know where I'm starting, yes.
Okay, bet.
Like, I would. I've always been really, really good with that, though. Like, I'll go to a location once, and I'll remember it.
So, nobody kidnap Cassie and blindfold her.
Yeah, I actually will fuck her life up entirely. But even though I know all that stuff, I don't want to have to, like, think about it.
I get that.
Like, I just want to be able to go straight in a direction. And on top of it, it happens to be an exact, like, well, it's, like, a little over 45 minutes. But it's, like, today it was kind of slippery out, so I was walking a little slower.
It was.
I was going to fall on my ass. But other than that, though, like, the whole walk itself is literally 45 minutes to back to my house. And it's very just so convenient that I used to walk right after work in my work's town. Mm-hmm. Which is like a town over, which is a very small town, like not city at all. And I, over there, I had to walk farther. Like, I feel like I had to really travel in the town to make it 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And for me, I didn't like that. For me, knowing what I'm walking in La Crosse genuinely makes me feel better because it's not far in my head.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a lot.
It's the walking outdoors, I would say. Like, obviously, we both thought, like, the outdoor workout was going to be the hardest thing. But honestly, it's been super beneficial for both of our mental health. Like,
oh, yeah.
I feel like if I have really bad brain fog, like, I literally go for a walk and I feel so different when I come back. Like, I feel like a completely different person. And I've had that, too, in the summer, too, where I'm like, dude, I just need to get outside. Like, I just feel... You know, I don't know, congested. So yeah, I would say the outdoor, like, workout has actually been, like, super beneficial. I'm almost through a book. Like, I'm gonna be for real. I usually read, like, half a book and I'm done. Otherwise, Audible, I always finish books on Audible. But I switch between books so much. I'm literally almost done with this book in, like, record time, which is super cool. So I think it's actually gonna be a really good habit of me finishing things. I struggle to finish movie endings too. If I know the ending, there's 5 minutes left in the movie, I'm turning it off because it makes me sad when it ends. So I don't like ending things, obviously. So I'm almost done with this book too, which is super cool. And I'm like, wow. You know, and I did start it before the 75 hard, but I think I was only like 10 pages in. So I'm like 100 something in now.
Oh yeah. It must be a smaller book.
It is a smaller book.
Because I was going to say, my book is...
Yeah, I'm planning on reading...
My book's like 300-some pages. I will literally finish it in 75 hard and need to start another one.
Yeah.
But...
I'm planning on, like, reading 3 books during this. Like, a book a month, basically.
Yeah, depending on the size of the books, it's super easy. Or if they're, like, easy reads, you can read easily more than 10 pages a day.
Yeah.
Mine is just, like, 10 pages is, like, a good amount for the book.
It's a lot. Your book's a lot, yeah.
I love it, though. Like, yeah. I actually didn't like the book. Okay, I shouldn't say I didn't like it. It was a hard read at first.
Yes.
When I chose... So I'm reading the book Power. I couldn't tell you who it's by right now. Don't have that on top of my head.
I have it over there, but I can't read it.
But it's about, like, 48 laws about, like, power, and they kind of, like, explain it and stuff. It's not really story-ish, but there's kind of mini stories in it, so it's, like, kind of story-ish. But it's a lot of information. It's a lot to take in.
It's a big read. It's
big words. It's big. It's a lot of different, like, it's a very complex book. And I did originally grab it for my personal self to just casually read. Obviously, this is way before 75 Hard. And I started trying to read it, and then I went back to school, and I stopped reading in general for, like, fun. And then when 75 Hard was kind of on our minds, I was like, okay, well, it has to be a self-help book.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is. So yeah. I'm like, all right, well, I guess we'll read this. And the first two, maybe 3 days of me reading it, I was like, this kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, you can always change your book if you want to. You just have to have a self-help book that's you can read. And I was just kind of like, you know, I don't know if I want to keep this book. Like, maybe this is just not the right time for me to read it. And then I gradually kind of started enjoying it. Like, they are like little stories. The setup of the book makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It literally gives you the little story. Then it's the interpretation of the story. And then it's like a potential if it can, like, if there's like a reverse for the story.
Yeah.
Perfect. And that's all one little law. Mm-hmm. Like, it is labeled out really, really nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And I have actually and I'm now really enjoying it. And I don't know what I'm going to read after it, to be honest. I haven't even put a single thought into that.
You got a bunch of pages left.
I got
a
lot of pages to go. So I'm kind of just like, maybe the next one I'll try to pick more of like a, not easier-ish read, but like more of like one that I would have like casually picked already.
Yeah. I'm reading How to Slow Down to the Speed of Joy. It is, I think it's Matthew Kelly or something like that.
I have some books from
him. It's religion based.
Yeah, he's a very good religious book
writer. It's really, really good. I'm definitely going to be looking into more of his books. I'm not really sure what I'm going to read yet next. I have a few books here that I haven't read that I might dig into, I think. And I think after this, which is really good, that reading is going to be like an everyday thing for me. And I tried to make it like that before, but I, you know, would pick it up, then put it down, pick it up and put it down. So I think, again, this challenge is just building like really good habits. And I only like personally like personal development books. I've read a few like non-personal development books when I was in like high school, but I've never been a big reader until I got into personal development. And I literally have so many books. Like, I've almost read all of those on my shelf. Like, I love personal development books. I ask for books for Christmas. Like, that's so not like me, but they're personal development. You know what I'm saying? So like, I am really enjoying the fact again that I get to explore and learn in like a more leisurely way and just relax, you know?
I think a big thing that I'm starting to notice is, or like not even notice, but like kind of realize is, obviously there's a long time till after this challenge for us. Is a long time? Not really a long time though. But I'm like realizing that I want, like, how I'm gonna go about after the challenge. Like, I'm realizing that, like, I enjoy reading and I like doing it. I won't force myself necessarily the 10 full pages unless I can. Like, obviously there's certain times where I just don't have all the time, so I have to split up my reading currently.
Correct.
But for the most part, I am able to do so. But on top of that, the workouts every day, I think I was always a person that I would stay in the gym for hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least an hour and a half. Like, that was my gym time. And, like, I just loved being there. And that took so much time up that it was, like, so hard that when I fell off to go back, because I'm like, oh, but it's a time commitment.
Yeah.
It's 45 minutes. Like,
yeah, you only need 45.
It's not, I think it's like realizing that I can work out before work. I literally work at 6:30 in the morning now, and I am up at 3:30 every day.
She's up when Jenna's up, you guys.
Like,
it's crazy.
Like, I just didn't think that working so early I'd ever go even earlier to do a workout.
Mm-hmm.
But there's at-home workouts I can do. When it's super, super cold and I don't want to walk to the gym, my inside workout is at home, and I'm pulling up some things off of the Y.
Yep.
Because they got all that stuff up there. And doing all this stuff in home that you can do, there's so many, like, Pilates on YouTube, things like that that are able to do at home that are literally 45 minutes. And after I'm done, I'm like, oh, okay, I get ready for work now. Like, this is super convenient.
Yeah.
But I never thought about doing that prior for whatever reason. I just assumed I didn't have time.
Mm-hmm.
But I've really prioritized my sleep during this, yes. which is very, very ideal. Very like,
important.
I have the bedtime on Apple.
Yep.
And I have it, and I always try to aim for at least 7. 7's like a good happy spot for me. 7, 7.5. And so I just kind of base it off of that, and it tells me when I'm going to bed. I'm literally in bed by 8 p.m., 8:30.
We love that.
And it's crazy.
Because no, literally by 8:30, bro, I'm literally ready to clock out. Like, it's nighttime. Like, I don't care what you're saying. 8:30 is late. Like, I'm so happy my mindset has shifted because, like, last year I used to struggle to be in bed. Like, I wouldn't get to bed till like 9:30, 10.
See, and that was always fine for me too. But
and
like,
I'm like, bro, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do after 8? Like, truly. Nothing good.
Probably not.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, nothing good. Like, time to fucking go to bed and like, go kick ass tomorrow morning. I don't know, cause like, truly, like, what do people do after 8 p.m.? Like, watching TV? Video games?
Clean. Or like, I cleaned before that.
I was like, it's late.
I cleaned before that, and like, I would do like, the things I needed to get done.
Yeah.
And then when it came to like, 7:38, that was then I was like, I can relax, and I can like, take time to myself.
At 7, I guess it's just how my parents had me wired. Like, 7, like, you better be done eating, like, you better be, like,
done eating.
Showered.
I literally had dinner at 5.
Yeah, I was like, you guys ate early as hell, but like, we ate around like 6, but then, get in the shower, like, everyone was done with their stuff at least by 7:30 to like, chillax. You know what I'm saying?
See, I think I'm really just trying to figure out, and like, I was telling Jenna this last week too, like my biggest thing that I was kind of struggling with, this week I've been really focused on it, is like trying to balance this challenge versus life.
Mm-hmm.
Because this challenge, if you do sit and think about it, it is a lot of commitment you are putting to yourself.
Correct.
2 45-minute workouts, you have to read 10 pages, which is like, give or take 30 minutes, just say, overshoot it. Can be less, can be more, depending on the pages, depending on how fast you want to read. You're drinking a gallon of water a day. That takes
time. You do have to be intentional about your water intake, for sure.
That takes time. You are taking a progress picture at some point in your day. You are, like, making sure that you have food. So, like, the meal prep hours, all that stuff. Like, you have to make sure that that's a thing for you. And then on top of that, we're people and we're humans where we need jobs to go and pay for all of this stuff. We have other things at home. Like, we have a home life. We both have cats. We have things we have to take care of.
We have kids, bro.
But, like, I literally had to sit down and tell her. I was like, dude, I genuinely have to figure out when I'm going to, like, clean. When I'm going to, like, do anything for me otherwise. Because when you look at a whole days of work plus adding every single little thing on this challenge, like, it does take up some time.
It does, yeah.
But you have to, like, I'm figuring out this week, there's certain times where I can, like, fit things in. Like, I read at work.
Yeah.
Because there's nap time. I drink a lot of my water at work, or at least half of it.
Yeah.
So then there's that taken care of. So when I come home, I just have to worry about the other half.
Literally.
Like, there's things you can do, and I've, like, this week have been, I finally am able to, like, clean my house.
Yeah.
I'm able to do some certain stuff, which is great. I just need to, like, make sure I'm intentionally doing that. Because I don't really have a lot of, like, quote-unquote, relaxing time.
Yeah.
Because by the time I get done with all this stuff, like, get done with work, I've been getting done with work late at 4.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I put my other workout in, it's 5.
Yeah.
For me to be in bed 3 hours later and still having to drink water, if I didn't finish my reading, if I didn't do my progress picture, like,
it's very routine-y. You definitely got to hop onto it. I feel that, too, you know?
But I like it.
Yeah, no, I like it, too. I mean, it's great, you know. I don't have any complaints yet, if I'm being honest. Like, the only complaint I would say is that sometimes I'm like, man, I hate water. Like, that's it. But you know what? I did it in prep.
Man, so. I can chug one of these I found out in 20 minutes. Yeah. And I have done it in my bed because it's bedtime. And I'm like,
you do whatever it takes necessary to get the shit done, basically.
And honestly, it's, I think the hardest part will be if we were to ever get sick. I think, like, if that type of stuff were to get in our way, that would probably be the worst part about it. But I really can't think of...
You know, if it happens, bring it on, because whatever God's got, we got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not concerned. I personally do not think I'm going to get sick. But if it happens, like, we'll work through it. You know what I'm saying? Again, it's a mental thing.
Yeah.
So if you believe you can, you can. If you believe you can't, you can't. Now, there's special circumstances. I'm not trying to be, like, you know, a hard ass. But I'm just stating, like, you know, overall, I think, you know, it's been going super well. And I'm happy that we're doing it together, you know. And it's also brought us closer together again. You know, again, life gets in the way. Like, you got a man's, you know. I'm out here. But, like, you know, certain things take priority and precedence. So it's also something nice for us to, like, reconnect and be like, hey, like, we can still be besties and, like, message each other every day. I mean, I like messaging Cassie every day, but, like,
I always didn't like messaging her back. Now I do, though.
Yeah, now she does, so.
Well, now I don't have to message so many people back. I'm really only texting you throughout the day, period. Which is nice.
It is nice.
But I think, like, it was, I don't remember what day it was. Was it last week where I was like, honestly, I was like, this is kind of crazy. How do people fail this challenge? Because it's not that hard. And I was like, hold on, Cassie, that's crazy for you to say right now.
That's crazy for you to say 5 days in.
No, but like, you just hear so many people like attempting to do this challenge and fail.
Which it's
and,
okay. Like, which, it's which okay. It is fine.
Because I know a lot of those people that did fail, they just restarted and then they finished again later. Yeah. But like, I remember I watched this guy last year on Instagram. He like always posted his 75 day, like 75 hard every single day. He did a little like reel update, whatever. And I remember, I think he was in 60 some days and he ended up getting really, really sick and folded and ate some crackers because he was on a carnivore diet.
Oh.
And that messes up the challenge. So he had to like start all over and he, I don't know if he ever actually went through and did it again, but he was like, he's like, it's not about that. He's like, I wanted to learn more about myself throughout this. And he's like, if that's the reason that was failed, because I literally couldn't, like, get out of bed because I was so ill. He's like, so be it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the end of the world.
Correct.
Like, this is a challenge. It's not like a life or death. We're not dying if we fail. But at the same time, we don't want to fail.
Correct.
And we don't have either the mindset in order to do that.
And I mean, it's, again, it's in your hands. And again, yeah, you can, if you quote unquote fail, which is just, failure is just a lesson to learn, you know.
You just start at day one.
Yeah, you just learn and do it over and do it differently. You know what I'm saying? But like, life can get in the way and shit can happen, you know. But like, at the end of the day, like, whatever will happen and whatever, again, we'll update you guys, you know, will happen and will be. And it will, in my opinion, like, everything's going to be straight. Everything's going to be good. And, yeah, that's all for the update, honestly.
Yeah. We're just praying for some little warmer weather just to have a little bit less of not wearing two
layers. Yeah, just not wearing a bunch of layers. But, like, I didn't know if you dress appropriately in winter. It actually wasn't that fucking terrible.
Literally,
I boycott winter every year.
Every single time. No clothes. Every single time we go for our walk outside, we text each other and we're like, hey, it's not that bad.
Yeah, I was like, it wasn't even fucking cold out. Like, I was warm.
It's negative 30-some degrees, and we're like, meh, it's not that bad.
I was like, and it's so funny because I just got to say, like, everyone who comes into, like, my nutrition, I'm like, oh, my God, like, you're going to do that. Like, they're like, good luck. Or I have people DMing me, like, good luck on Tuesday. And I'm like, it wasn't bad. In my brain, I'm like, pussy. But, like, I'm not going to say that because, you know.
But, like, at the same time, I was also low-key pussing out, too. And then I actually, I had to do it.
I'm being honest. I don't want to walk every day. Not every day. I'm like, yeah, let's go for a walk. But I know mentally how I feel after, and that's what makes me do it.
Like, so I agree. Especially if I can get it done in the morning, that'd be ideal. But literally, with the cold and the darkness,
way better to do it later. But, you guys, we're going to wrap this up because it's getting late and we have to go to bed.
It's bedtime.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's 8 o'clock, you guys. You already know. But, you know, you'll be listening to this on a marvelous Sunday. So we hope you have the most blessed, amazing Sunday, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thank you.